Hello and welcome to another edition of the ChannelBuzz.ca podcast. I'm Robert Dutt, editor of ChannelBuzz.ca, and as always, your host for the show. Today we're joined by Ingram Micro Canada Cloud Chief Greg Onoprienko to take us through what's new in the cloud business at Ingram Micro. The company's bolstered its cloud leadership ranks, and in fact the distributor writ large has somewhat reorganized to see the cloud business more pervasively across everything it does. Greg takes us through those changes, where he sees momentum today and into the future, and much more. It's a great conversation, so let's get right into it. My chat with Greg Onoprienko. All right, Greg, thanks so much for joining us.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
It's always an interesting time in the cloud world. I think there's always new things going on. And certainly at Ingram, there have been some pretty significant developments in terms of the team and in terms of the business and in terms of leadership. Can you kind of walk us through what's going on for the cloud leadership and what it all means for the business here in Canada?
Yeah, certainly. And you know what? It's been an amazing couple of months. We did make some significant leadership announcements this past summer. It's incredible. We got some absolutely amazing talent that joined our cloud organization. Some top executives from the cloud world have come to Ingram Micro, and it really sets us up well for the future. So, as far as North America goes, we've got a new VP for cloud for North America. His name's Tim Fitzgerald. He comes to us from Avnet and Tech Data. Really, he was the architect of that whole strategy for Avnet. They were very, very successful over the years. Tim's a wily veteran, a lot of years of experience, a lot of success under his belt, and he brings a lot of amazing new ideas to our team. So I know the North American leadership team for cloud is excited to have Tim in the role, and he's already given us some great ideas to help kind of shape our business for the future. So that was a great addition for Ingram. We've got a new VP for our global platform business, Richard Dufty. He's taken over was the Odin and Ensem and kind of the platform sales business for us, and he's leading that for us globally. He comes for us from AppDirect, one of our big competitors. So again, very accomplished executive, talented individual, and happy to have him kind of pushing that strategy forward for us. We've got Jason Bystrak, who was the exec director for Cloud for North America. He's moved into a partner enablement role. He's going to be driving our kind of vendor onboarding strategy and accelerating our, not just the quantity of vendors, but the quality of vendors that we onboard into our cloud marketplaces globally. So that's an amazing step forward. Some other internal shuffles of various executives, but really what it's done is it's infused the organization with a lot of top-level talent, kind of repositioned some people to complement where we're going. And you know, I can say really we got the right people in the right places driving the right initiatives here. Sorry, I forgot to mention that David Whippage, he was the CEO of Ensem, another acquisition that we brought into Ingram Micro. He's now kind of leading the platform development part of our business for us. So really kind of streamlining our platform strategy and making sure that we're building the platforms globally in the right way to get the best out of them. So, all the right people in the right places here, it's really going to help drive our business forward and sets us up well for the future.
All right. Kind of looking across the industry, looking across the channel, how would you describe the state of the cloud business in the channel in general compared to a year ago? And also, you know, what does that mean for Ingram and your cloud business in Canada and how that's evolving?
Yeah, great question. And man, our business has really taken off here, especially in Canada. I mean, our cloud business for Ingram globally is exploding. Mm-hmm. But I'm really proud of what we've been able to accomplish in Canada for Ingram in the past, 12 to 18 months. So if you remember, I just joined Ingram Micro in April of 2016. Yep. So I'm just coming up on 18 months here. And boy, we've come a long way. We've gone from having just a couple of cloud resources in Canada when I first started to coming up on 15 dedicated cloud resources. Of course, we still leverage the North American resources based out of the U.S. to help drive the Canadian business. But to have 15 Canadians waking up every day focused on cloud for Ingram Micro is pretty exciting stuff. Our revenues have gone up 150% over the last couple of years in cloud. The Microsoft cloud business is extremely healthy for us. It's an exciting time to be in cloud and working for Ingram Micro. We're really doing some amazing things in the channel in Canada, and we got some exciting things coming up ahead of us too.
All right. Well, that kind of begs the question, doesn't it? What is the next big cloud bet? What can we expect to see from Ingram Micro on the cloud front in the near future?
Well, you know what, we kind of rolled out a three-step strategy, both internally and externally, with our cloud business in North America. Step one, we call it land the seat, and that's primarily focused on users and kind of seeding cloud with Microsoft Office 365 and getting the first users to the cloud through that vehicle. The second step of our strategy is called expand the seat, where we kind of surround that that Microsoft Office 365 seat with some other complementary technologies, whether it be cloud backup or security or communication and collaboration, et cetera. Sure. And we've done a great job with that piece of the strategy. The third step to our strategy we call Conquer the Data Center, and that really focuses on our infrastructure as a service initiatives, moving data center workloads to the cloud and to, Microsoft Azure, or it might be IBM Bluemix, or it might be Amazon, but it's really focusing on getting the data center business shifting to the cloud. And that's really where the opportunity is for us moving forward here. We're just about to launch this particular piece of the strategy for Canada, brought in some pretty great individuals to help drive that for us. There's a North American team in place that we put in, specialists, experts, technical people, sales people, a lot of high-level talent driving that particular piece of the initiative for us. So infrastructure as a service, platform as a service, really big opportunity for us. We're doubling down on it. We're putting the right people in the right places, just investing heavily. We believe that to be the next big explosive growth opportunity for Ingram Micro.
All right. What are you hearing from partners on the sort of infrastructure as a service, platform as a service side of things, in terms of both their interest and capacity around it, and what they're hearing from their customers in terms of their interest?
Well, there's all different types of partners and types of customers that are driving that part of the strategy. One thing that we've kind of learned is that partners really have to specialize, or really have to focus to be successful selling that infrastructure as a service, platform strategy. So you can't dabble in it. You can't be you can't experiment in it. You got to be very, very serious with it and invest resources, technical people, certifications. Really got to build the competency around it. So what we're doing is in order for us to be successful at this, we've got to partner with the right partners in Canada. So it's how we're going to market with this is we're focusing on the partner enablement piece, not so much chasing deals, but finding partners that are serious and need help, and we surround them with the Ingram value prop and help develop them to be successful long-term with this. That's really what our interest is developing long-term partners that can sustainably sell infrastructure as a service, not ones that are just interested in dabbling in it.
All right. You mentioned the growth of the cloud business in Canada, and certainly it's something that I think that we see elsewhere in the world for Ingram as well. Cloud, I would think at this point it's starting to become a mature but growing part of the Ingram offering. How is that kind of maturity changing how Ingram views cloud and the transition to cloud kind of structurally inside its own four walls?
Yeah, well, Ingram Micro has been delivering cloud services for well over 10 years. Yeah. How the company chose to get that business off the ground was to kind of develop a separate entity, even call it a separate company. We really built a separate cloud business unit and ran it separately. We've had our own cloud salespeople and technical people and legal, HR, marketing. We really did build a separate business unit. But this was the first year that we actually deliberately and purposely tried to reintegrate it back into the core organization. So the days of cloud running as a side business are over. In order for us to scale, take the next step, we've got to get the rest of the organization kind of plugged into our strategy. So this has been a really exciting year. We've worked more closely than ever with the rest of the organization to kind of re-educate the core sales teams on the cloud business and what the opportunity is there, working with the leadership, making sure that everybody's crystal clear on the strategy and how it's going to benefit the organization in the future. So you're going to see us work closer and closer with the rest of the company and get everybody kind of behind this cloud strategy moving forward. I think the organization really understands the opportunity and it's ready to really take that next step. And so we have a thing in Ingram Micro called One Ingram, where we really try and get everybody aligned on the same objectives. And this is the first step of cloud kind of going mainstream with the rest of the organization.
All right. Great. As the industry continues to transform around cloud, what's kind of your view of where that transformation is at, generally spoken, today? And what do you see as kind of the key challenges, and how are you seeking to address those and sort of improve the cloud business for your partners?
So I think the channel in general understands what the cloud is and what it represents. I don't think anybody argues about the business opportunity that exists with cloud. But really to adopt cloud into a channel partner's go-to-market approach, there's a lot of behavioral changes that they need to adopt, right? It's going from selling products and selling project-based services to selling monthly recurring services, and that in itself is a disruptive business model. So I think people inherently, instinctively know that cloud and a recurring services model is the right way to go, but there's still a lot of confusion, a lot of hesitation on how to transform their business to achieve it. So Ingram Micro, I mean, we've got, people that have spent many, many years helping business partners transform. So we've actually put out a lot of education around the steps. We've got a blog series called the eight steps to, transform your business and become a successful cloud services provider. We've actually designed full day workshops where we roll these out across Canada and we train our partners on the different behaviors and practices they need to adopt to successfully build a recurring revenue business and be successful in the cloud. So there's a lot of partners want to do it. They're not quite sure how to get around to doing it. And fortunately for Ingram, we've got the resources, we've got the expertise, we've got the talent to walk them through this process and successfully get them transitioned so they can be successful long term. So that's one thing that's very important to us right now is teaching our partners and making sure we've got the content, the collateral, and the time to invest with them to successfully transform them.
And you've kind of got your own story, thinking back to your previous life before Ingram, which is very illustrative of making that transition successfully as a solution provider. So that must come in handy when you're talking about the transition that some of your partners are looking to make, are feeling they have to make, or perhaps even are reticent to make the changes.
It's a great point. So, for those that don't know, I have my own IT services company for almost 10 years, from 2004 to 2013 in the Toronto area. And we started out as a project-based, product-based. We sold a lot of on-premise technology. We focused on business continuity and disaster recovery. We designed a lot of high-availability data center solutions and remote replication and a lot of consulting services and stuff like that. But we started out selling on-premise technology and delivering project-based services. And over that 10-year period, we transitioned ourselves to become really exclusively monthly recurring cloud-based services by the end of it. And, we sold the company to a large U.S. provider in the end. But, your point is well taken. I've personally experienced the transformation. I transformed my own company. I learned a lot of great lessons along the way, a lot of hard lessons along the way. And I share those lessons learned with the Ingram Micro Channel partners every single day, right? If I can save them some pain or teach them some shortcuts on how to transition, then that's what I'm interested in doing. So, yeah, I've got the real-world expertise to share, and I do it all the time.
Perfect.
looking a bit towards the future, you've touched on some of the areas you see as growth opportunities and some of the areas that are growing well now, but what's on the horizon for the cloud business at Ingram in 2018, and what can partners expect to see from you and your team as we head through the back half of 2017 and into the new year?
What you'll see from Ingram Micro in 2018 is, like I already mentioned, a big focus on infrastructure as a service. You'll see a big focus on selling platforms. You know, we truly believe that to be successful in the cloud, you've got to have a fully automated solution. You know, everything is kind of a marketplace-driven economy mm-hmm. now, and so we expect to be very, very successful with our platform strategy. You're going to see us, again, not just operate with Ingram as a separate business unit with cloud, but the entire organization will be getting behind this cloud strategy. So you'll see it in all aspects of our communications and our salespeople and every experience that you have with Ingram. There's a lot to look forward to. The cloud business is explosive. It's doubling every year for us. It's a great time to be in the cloud with Ingram Micro.
All right, great. Any closing shots for current or potential Ingram Micro cloud customers?
You know what, as far as our channel partners go, all I can say is embrace the cloud, celebrate the cloud. Business is transforming out there. I would encourage you to take a look at the trends. Don't sit back and wait. Take an interest. Take action now. Reach out to us. You know, we've got the experience. We've got a great solution portfolio. We've got the experience in transforming our customers, and we can provide great assistance with that. We've got great platforms that will deliver complete automation and make it very efficient and productive to sell our services. But I encourage the channel partners to take action, not sit back. This is happening now. If they wait too long, it could be too late for them to jump in. So take action now. Do the research. Pick the best partners and get to market quickly.
All right, brilliant. Appreciate the words of wisdom. Thanks for your time, Greg.
No problem. Thank you. Have a great day.
So there you have it. The cloud business at Ingram Micro Canada in the words of Greg Onoprienko. I'd like to thank Greg for joining us for this edition of the podcast. Thank Ingram Micro Canada for its sponsorship of the site. And, of course, thank you once again for listening in. The ChannelBuzz.ca podcast will be back next week when we'll be joined by Eva Lightfoot-Perrick, country manager for ESET in Canada. The security vendor has just released some very interesting research into Canadian SMBs' thinking around security. Small businesses don't think they're very secure, but they do think they're spending enough time and money on security. Is there a disconnect there? We'll discuss that and other highlights of ESET's survey. But until then, I'm Robert Dunn for ChannelBuzz.ca, and I'll see you around the channel.